brought to you by Penguin.
The World According to Colour, written and read by me, James Fox. Preface. I first started seeing colour at the age of 6. It was one of those genuinely hot days that used to appear only once or twice in an English summer. I was drinking a glass of iced orange squash in the kitchen when a green bottle fly entered through an open window. It rattled around the room for several minutes before settling on the table, at which point my mother leaped forward, swung her right arm, and crushed the trespasser beneath a rolled-up magazine. I leaned in to examine the carcass, which twitched in a fetid pool of fluid. But even in that sorry state, the insect looked like a precious jewel. Its eyes blushed with the deep burgundy of ripe cherries, its wings shimmered like miniature rainbows, and the emerald greens and sapphire blues on its abdomen exploded into copper and gold. I had never seen anything so beautiful. All children are naturalists. We all start life fascinated by flora and fauna until, too often, our curiosity ebbs away. In my case, however, that fly triggered another enduring enthusiasm. As the summer rolled on, I became increasingly preoccupied with colour. In July and August, I counted the reds in the rose petals and the greys in the clouds, trapped butterflies in cupped hands just to see their pigments rub off on my palms, and watched in fascination as our orange lawnmower painted green stripes into the grass. In September and October, I collected autumn leaves in the school playground and arranged them in colour-coded rows, describing each specimen in a scrapbook with terms like frog green, bogey, wee yellow, and tractor red. In later years, I spent inordinate amounts of time reflecting on the curiosities of colour. Why did cooked beef turn brown but chicken go white? Why was water transparent, ice grey, and snow white? What colour was human skin? And crucially, which crayon should I use to draw it? Jean-Jacques Rousseau once remarked that the hardest things to see are the things we see every day. I'm sure that without chromophilia, I would never have found such beauty and banality. Colour made everything worth looking at. I was 12 when I even began to perceive it in the dark. I would wait until nightfall, turn off the bedroom lights and close my eyes tight, then push down on my eyelids as hard as I could bear. As I jabbed and kneaded, the darkness around me lurched into life. Tiny pinpricks of light appeared and vanished like distant stars. Then gradually, the monochrome murk erupted into oceans of amber, viridian and vermilion, washing left and right across my visual field. If the conditions were right, those colours coagulated into starbursts, spirals, checkerboards and matrices of glowing dots. I later learned that those mysterious forms were called phosphenes, tiny photons of light emitted by cells in the retina. In retrospect, my interest in art was inevitable. My first visit to London's National Gallery felt like a school-sanctioned trip to a sweet shop. I stumbled from one room to the next, eyes agog, mouth agape. I was rocked back on my heels by Sassoferrato's Virgin Mary, whose blue robe looked electrically charged, and by Goya's Scene from the Forcibly Bewitched, which contained a black so greasy that it seemed to slip off the canvas. Above all, I admired Claude Monet's Bathers at La Grenouillère. More than any other painting, it appeared to capture the way that colour tiptoes across our world. Monet's waterside scene is made and unmade by its hues. No sooner have the creams, blues, ochres and blacks become water than they wash away into colour again. The painting, like colour itself, is trapped in an endless oscillation between subject and object, light and matter. I particularly admired the scarlet dress at the left of the picture, a splodge of red paint that jars horribly with its surroundings, but in doing so flicks the canvas into life. If it wasn't there, the entire composition would collapse. I recall thinking that when Monet stepped back to examine that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?